Good morning. People ask me sometimes if I'm happy as a priest. I tell them, well, you see me here, don't you? I mean, I believe that God will ultimately make saints out of all of us. But I don't think even God could make a martyr out of me. If I wasn't having fun, I'd been gone a long time ago. Well, the point that's theologically important behind that is that starting point, that God will make saints out of all of us. That God is in the process of making saints out of all of us. This is the most important thing to know about who you are. We are already the children of God. What we will be yet has not yet been revealed, John said. We don't know about it. We know this much about it. When it is revealed, we will be like God, for we will see God as God is. That's what God is doing with us. That's what God has done with those who went before us. Our parents and grandparents, people we can name, and people so far back in the mists of history that no one but God can call their name. God has made saints of all of them, and He's making saints out of all of us. In the old days, when we were perhaps a tad more arrogant than we are now, we thought we knew a lot more about what heaven and hell and purgatory were, and who was where. And we would pray to the saints in heaven, who were already in heaven. And we would pray for the poor souls who were still in purgatory. Well, I'm not confident we know very many of those things. We don't know what heaven is like. I believe in it. Believe in life with God. But what that is like, by the very fact that it is life with God, puts it entirely beyond my dreaming, my imagining. Till it get there, I won't know. I don't believe in hell. Puts me in a minority. But a respectable minority. There are fathers and doctors and great saints in the church who haven't believed in it. Read Gregory of Nyssa, for instance. But I do believe in purgatory. I believe that human actions have consequences, that we form ourselves, and that we answer for our lives. And the more during my life I have opened myself up to God's love, stretched, exercised, and expanded my loving muscles, the more eagerly I run to God with open arms when I die. And the more selfish I've been, the more cramped, the more tied up in myself I've been, the more painful it will be when God opens me up to God's love. But whether that takes place in space and time, so that we can talk about a where and a when of purgatory, I don't know. And frankly, kind of doubt. Because again, it is life with God who is transcendent to space and time. So I'm not sure whether it's even a meaningful question to ask whether so-and-so is already in heaven or still in purgatory. I think all of us pass through a physical therapy for the loving muscle stage. If you want to use a temporal analogy for it, realizing that it's only an analogy, maybe Mother Teresa dies owing God 15 minutes, Adolf Hitler dies owing God 15 million years. But even 15 million years comes to an end. Don and I can debate after Mass as to where we will put other people somewhere on that scale. But whether that takes time is questionable. So we don't know who is already in heaven, who is still in purgatory, and we don't know, in fact, doubt that that's even a meaningful question. What is certainly a meaningful answer is that God is making saints of all of us. And therefore, all those who have gone before us are our sisters and brothers. And because the relationship does pass through our relationship with God and therefore totally escape the boundaries of space and time. We pray with them all. We pray for them all. We pray to them all. I don't know exactly how one accounts for the idea that your prayers or mine could assist Peter and Paul in their struggles, but I think they do. As much as I think we are assisted by the prayers today of people who will not be born for the next 1,000 years, we're all in this together, and prayer flows both ways. We pray for them, we pray to them, we pray with them. And so our tradition here at St. Vincent's for a decade or so has been that although we keep the feast of All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day, which seems to imply more precision than I really think possible, when they're proper liturgical days, on the first Saturday and Sunday in November, we celebrate it all together. As it's said in the Hispanic cultures, the Day of the Dead. Not the Day of the Great Saints in Heaven or the Day of the Poor Souls in Purgatory, but the Day of the Dead. The day to commemorate all those who have gone before us, to pray for them, to them, and with them. And being very traditional Catholics, actually I think we are much more traditional Catholics than most of our so-called traditional Catholics, we have revived two of the old traditions of the Church, the Litany of Saints, the lighting of candles for the dead. When you put them together, it already expresses the fact that God is making saints of us all. Because in the old days, we used to light the candles for people for whom we prayed and sing the litany for people to whom we prayed. But recognizing that these are all our brothers and sisters, that we pray to them all and for them all and with them all, we will call off in the names of great canonized saints and pray for them and to them and with them. And then we will come up like candles and call off the names of our less remembered, uncanonized saints who are dear to our own hearts. And we will pray for them and to them and with them. Because God is slowly but inexorably, by the power of God's irresistible love, making saints of us all. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.